This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The first attempt at a ceasefire to create a humanitarian corridor in Ukraine has collapsed amid ongoing shelling. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainians scrambled to gather groceries in Mariupol as the sound of shelling echoed behind them. The failure of a temporary ceasefire in Mariupol and Volnovakha has left many desperate and disappointed. Wounded Ukrainian soldier Sviatoslav Borodin was hoping talks would work as he watched parts of Mariupol blow up in smoke from his hospital window. I had big expectations on that negotiation, on the first round and the second. I hope they will agree regarding something. Moscow has tightened its grip on the war-battered country's strategic seacoast. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has blamed the failure of the ceasefire on Ukrainian lack of cooperation, whilst Ukrainian officials have blamed Russia for continuing the shelling whilst many were preparing to flee in safety. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Saturday that Russia would consider any third-party declaration of a no-fly zone over Ukraine as participation in the war there, while Ukrainian officials blamed Russian shelling for breaching a ceasefire arranged in two cities to evacuate civilians. The struggle to enforce the ceasefire in Mariupol, a strategic port in the southeast, and the eastern city of Volnovakha showed the fragility of efforts to stop fighting across Ukraine as the number of people fleeing the country reached 1.4 million just 10 days after Russian forces invaded. Earlier, the Russian Defense Ministry said it had agreed with Ukraine on evacuation routes out of two cities, the sites of growing misery amid an ongoing assault.